your phone's ringing.
Hello? I'll be right there.
You hang up. You're late for work. It was a long night. Your father called from a smuggled cell phone. He's in prison. He was supposed to get out next week, but he can't. There's a bug in the software, and everyone knows it. He'll miss your birthday, but he loves you very much. Good morning. Today we're going to be discussing how a software bug is keeping hundreds of inmates in Arizona prisons beyond release. We're then going to go into what's going on with Microsoft and Microsoft Office 365 subscriptions, and then we're going to cut it short a bit today, let you go a little early on your Tuesday morning, so you can get back to that midweek grind. We'll start out with the depressing news first. There's a software bug that's keeping hundreds of inmates in Arizona prisons beyond release. That is a direct quote from an article that I'm reading on KJZZ.org by Jimmy Jenkins. Looks like there's hundreds of incarcerated people who should be eligible for release that are being held in prison because the inmate management software cannot interpret current sentencing laws. What it's sounding like is the software they're running directly inside of that prison is impacting each prisoner's lives. Not only their prisoners, but their families as well. And this single bug, I do want to mention, I'll get a little bit more information here in a minute for you guys, but they're aware of this bug. They just haven't resolved it. It's been over a year since this bug was originally reported. The Arizona Department of Corrections has confirmed there is a problem with the software. They have spent more than $24 million to build and maintain the software program. Absolutely insane amount of money. I cannot imagine spending $24 million on a piece of software and it not work in the way that I would expect it to work. This program is used to manage inmate population in their state prisons. They knew from day one this wasn't going to work. When they approved the bill, they looked at it and they said, oh no. Instead of fixing the bugs, department sources say employees are attempting to identify qualifying inmates manually. But that's really not going quite well for them at the moment. As it stands, they're only estimating about 733 inmates that are potentially eligible. But there's far more than that in the system, is what the sources are telling us here. So the end result is there's only 733 inmates that they've identified manually, but the system really should be keeping track of all of this. Not only that, but the software is actually preventing the prisoners from getting the time they deserve taken off of their sentences. They're literally trapped there in the prison. Unfortunately, the impact of software in our modern day lives is absolutely incredible. When we talk about controlling other people, locking them up, putting behind bars, and making sure that they serve their time for whatever punishment they did, while I recognize that is a noble effort and mandatory in many, 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 many situations, I also believe our population in prisons is far too large than what it should be here in America. While we all know that's true, we're just going to leave it at that for now. Moving into it, the entire software package they have had has experienced more than 14,000 bugs since it was implemented in November of 2019. We're talking less than 5 months ago they implemented this. One source recalled it was Thanksgiving weekend. We were killing ourselves working on it, but every person associated with the software rollout begged the deputy director, Prefori, not to go live. They knew this wasn't going to work. They knew it was going to happen. We were told, we're too deep into it. Too much money had been spent. We can't go back now. The software also makes it difficult for employees to correct errors if they have been identified. We had a couple modules they spent millions of dollars on. We can't use it all. A department spokesperson testified the requirements for the project were poorly scoped from the beginning, resulting in a contract that went millions of dollars over budget. Fixing this bug related to the law would take roughly 2,000 additional programming hours. I would be calling in a second opinion on that matter. I think that 2,000 hours for programming something is either, that's a far larger, more complex system they're trying to develop. We're looking at scope creep, which has already been something that either we have covered or will cover on our podcasts. Then we also have additional other factors into there. So the kind of overall arcing notes that I've seen here from their review looks like the contractor they have hired is billing the Department of Correction at roughly $1,137 an hour based on what I'm seeing here. That's absolutely incredible. We're talking an additional $2.27 million simply because a law was written into existence. I don't understand how that was not something that was already foreseen in their software development environment. I would have thought that somebody would have stopped and said, hey, wait, don't they sign in laws once in a while? Do we need to take any of those into account, or what are we going to do there? I wonder if the corporate CEOs at the top just went, eh, don't worry about it. We'll bill them at the end when we need to. Microsoft will soon begin throttling Exchange mailboxes. Their email and calendar service, which is called Exchange, typically utilized by Outlook, has always had an upper limit. I believe that limit was around 3,600 messages per hour. It really didn't do anything beyond that, but it was just a soft limit that was not enforced. However, starting in April, that situation is definitely going to be changing. They're going to begin with just some non-delivery reports across the board when you receive more than that in terms of messages per hour. They are going to start with a higher amount than 3,600. Until it reaches the official limit of 3,600, they'll be dropping it down incrementally. They did not say what the increments will be, but that certainly is something that you'll want to keep an eye out for. That includes all Microsoft 365 subscriptions and their enterprise editions as well. Pretty much everybody's going to be covered by this. Make sure you're not receiving more than 3,600 messages per hour. I would imagine that also includes a catch-all email, so double-check that as well. That's it for your Tuesday morning recap with Innovated Tech. We hope you have a wonderful day. We hope you also send any questions, concerns, or comments you might have to our Facebook page. You can visit us at innovated.tech, as well as call us at 888-722-2402. And one last reminder, we do hope that you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, please rate, subscribe, download, and recommend to your friends.